Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
People don't realize that, like, if you come back from drug addiction, there's a freedom.
Yeah. Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, yeah. That's how I feel with Corona.
Right.
I'm good. Like, I can't. Like, who's coughing? Like, let's go. Like, nothing's stopping me right now.
You know, Mac is a phone call away, man. Like, we still talk to him every day.
We can get him back.
We can get him back on.
You are you still doing your walks to Starbucks? I can see it in your face.
Is it helping?
Wait, no, really? Not the drinks.
Hey. Welcome back to Impulsive. Guys, the number one podcast in the world. I can't make this shit up. I made it up. I make it up every episode, but we're going to get there one day. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. Guys, our guest today is returning to the show for the second time. He's the purveyor of unsafe comedy and has a brand new Netflix special out now. Called Schultz Saves America. He's one of our favorites. It's Andrew Schultz.
Yay!
Good to have you back.
What happened to the other guy?
We don't fucking talk about it. All right? And put that thumb
Wait,
down.
No, what happened to him?
Who was on when you were on?
Spence. He was vegan. Yeah. Yeah. Who liked animals a lot.
Well, I like meat. All right? Yeah, and I'm here.
He moved to You're good. You're good. Everything's fine. I'm not saying we should have the other one back, but he was fun, like, for banter.
He moved good. To Michigan and remedied student debt. What have you done this year?
Not that. Did he really do that? That's what he did?
Yeah, he destroyed all of it.
Really?
Well, he attempted to with a bus.
Yeah.
No luck.
Yeah.
But he's editing a documentary about reforming the education system.
Yeah, he wanted to help. Yeah. He seemed like he wanted to help.
He does.
And that's what annoyed me about him.
We
fucking pissed me off, that kid. What did we argue about? Sharks? He said he likes sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck likes sharks?
Who does like sharks?
Can we call him? Don't defend this. I liked you initially.
No, I don't like
defend
sharks.
It.
Fuck sharks.
That's what I'm talking
about. They sneak
about.
Up on you. They don't even tell you when they're coming.
This guy's got great eyebrows, this fucking guy, dude.
No idea.
Way better than Spencer. I don't even know Spencer had eyebrows.
He doesn't.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
consistently like this, worried no. about shit.
Yeah, this guy's intense.
He's
dude.
Worried all the time.
Like a fucking Muppet, this guy right here, dude.
Look at this guy, bro. Wow, thank you very much.
Puts. I'm leaning into what they thought.
There was an ongoing
I mean?
Joke.
It's you a joke it. Or whatever, but it's okay if it's not. Take it up with Netflix. All right, we got new Spencer over here, full of fucking hair. Spencer had no body hair, that Spencer, didn't he?
Can we get he has probably has less
no,
body hair.
No, I grew it back because my friends make fun of me.
He
did you shave
his
it?
Arms. Dude.
I did because I was a swimmer.
No, I
no,
understand.
No, you weren't.
I understand. I wasn't. You look like a swimmer.
Just got off Rogan. Yeah. Huh? Literally just stepped out of Rogan.
Yeah, we did Rogan yesterday.
Why are you here?
I just like you guys, man.
Well, I was going to ask you. It was cool to see you do a warm-up on a smaller show. Before
that's,
you
that's what I had to do.
Wasn't that shab?
Yeah, I had to get the nerves out, bro.
How'd it go? Was it good?
It went fine. Can we get to how I'm pissed off at Mike?
Sure.
Because he has no fucking etiquette in this group text.
Yep.
You really suck. Dude, you suck, man. I text both of you on purpose. I have both of your numbers, okay? I purposely start to generate a conversation. I'll say something. I don't know what it is. And then Logan's back. And then me and him are having this conversation. And every once in a while, you just say some random stupid shit. And then you'll pop out.
If you notice, it's not even once in a while anymore.
He's barely text.
He's completely checked out of ours.
I like him more than you.
Fuck.
No. Come on.
Bro, I just feel like...
It pisses me off. And then
I'm
you
sorry.
Come back east. I always tell you to come hang out. You never come hang out. You just eat pizza in Connecticut.
They have better pizza.
They do have actually really good pizza. They do have
Bro,
really
I have...
Pizza.
I have no, you 428.
Don't do this.
No,
don't
he
do
does.
This.
It. It's different. Not just our group chat. He does that. He's
but
that
why?
Guy.
And he says it's Lana. Logan says it's Lana.
You told him that it was because of my I have a girlfriend?
And you would know because it was
out.
In the fucking group chat, but you didn't see that text.
It.
I don't know what it is. I'm not very good at texting back, bro. Like
this is bullshit.
Yo, and it's
this is absolute bullshit.
She would say it too. She'd say that I don't text back. She'll see me like I'll go comment on your Instagram.
This horseshit. He's lying. He doesn't sleep in this house anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? He doesn't sleep in this house. It's strictly an office for his Twitch streams. That's it. He does, he comes here during the day. He goes to sleep.
What's the deal with the Twitch thing? What's the deal with
that? I just play video games, talk to people, mostly just talk about like Jake Paul drama, which is a hot topic, obviously.
Yes.
It's just another channel for me to go and fucking whack off on camera.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it's quite lucrative.
Yeah.
And you should start one.
No.
But also the reason I sleep.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but
the reason I sleep at the girlfriend's house is because.
Are you guys
you know,
still together though?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
Happy life. Listen, and now you know better than anyone.
Yes.
Freshly engaged.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, I threw it down.
You did it.
I threw it down all the way. Okay.
I'm curious. How did you propose? Like, did you
Mexican restaurant?
Margarita.
That's it. No. It was this restaurant. It was like the first time we went out to like a nice restaurant. Back in the day. So it was like her favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
Outdoor dining?
No. Indoor.
Cuomo gave you the special seating.
Fuck Cuomo, man.
You hate that motherfucker.
I don't know if I hate him, but it is annoying. I mean, aren't you guys annoyed in LA? Like everything's shut down. Like,
well, we got Newsom out here.
Yeah, you got Cuomo.
We got Newsom.
Yeah. How do you feel about him?
I mean, it seems like they'll all close a winery to keep their own open, right? I mean, you said it yourself. Turn your fucking phone sideways, motherfucker. Because I'm about to say something.
Yeah.
He creeps me out.
Yeah.
Heebie-jeebie vibes.
Now, do they holler at you? They try to like get you guys involved, right?
I don't think they can turn off our water and power if we talk shit about him on a podcast.
If we throw a party.
Right. You would never do that. No party.
I actually wouldn't.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we just go to Jake's parties instead. Then his power gets shut off. I didn't even go to his.
Is that what happened?
What have they done to him?
No repercussions yet, but they're doing it.
They threaten him. They say
I just saw this Newsom character. I just came across a video of man, the blatant, disgusting hypocrisy.
A lot of hypocrisy, but can we, if we really want to rile shit up?
Sure, yeah.
You got to fight Newsom.
Okay.
That's the fight. Call him out right now. That's your prep for Floyd.
That's tight.
I think you should do it.
You would be loved.
Like now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're creating something here.
I see you and Mayweather, a boxer.
Whatever. Like the Mayweather thing, it is what it is. Cash the check. But Newsom? If you knocked out Newsom,
make a lot of people happy.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Outside, socially distanced.
At his winery.
At the winery.
The deal here is, unlike New York, our precincts and districts basically say, yo, you could set whatever law you want, Newsom. We're just not going to enforce it. Like the police department's all said, yo, we're not going to. He's like, yo, like if you're seen walking around after a curfew, you will be cited by police. And the police are like, fuck you, bro. I'm not citing shit.
I love it.
Let the people go eat outside. We can't even eat outside.
Bro, I know. I'm at this hotel. The food in the hotel is shut down. You have to make a reservation to use the gym.
Oh no.
But if you want to use a bath, if you want to go to a bathroom sized art gallery right now to buy a piece of art, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go in. You can 10, 15 people in the bathroom looking at art, but that's fine. Just no food.
You got a hot take on the vaccine?
Yeah, take it.
Take the vaccine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just take it. Okay. Or don't take it. Like I got it already. Have you gotten Corona?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
You? Let's go, boy. That's all I'm fucking talking about.
When'd you get it?
I still can't smell.
I can't either. But did you lose? Did you lose taste?
Only for a day.
Okay.
And then I came back with it. Do you still? You don't have any taste?
No. I got my taste back.
Yeah, but you can't smell shit.
I can't smell anything.
Hey, you're not that sad about it, right? You realize that more shit smells bad.
Yes.
Than it does good.
100%.
Like when you hang out with Persian people, it smells great.
Are you Persian?
No.
No. Okay.
But my friend is.
But what are you?
Middle Eastern. So we all spray cologne half bottle.
Yeah, I know.
We're good.
But what are you? What is like? I'm trying to understand what you are.
I'm a Muppet. Remember we?
No. I know that. But like what type of Middle Eastern are you?
I'm Assyrian, the extinct kind. Oh, the one I have to explain. Dude,
it's like Pangaea.
Yeah.
My first country was actually the Garden of Eden. Like, underneath, that was
true or not?
Yeah, but we're old as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Like Tigris Euphrates shit,
like,
or is that
how
Iraq?
Old we are. In our church, this is an honest to God truth.
Oh, you're Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, dude. Yeah, that's a rare one, right?
He's a hybrid.
Dude, what a letdown when you meet the Middle Eastern Christians. You think like Jesus was the last one, right?
It's like meeting somebody.
Did you learn a lesson? Get the fuck out of there. What? Hold on. This is crazy. So you guys are just holding it strong.
Yeah.
Even though you got no play in the beef whatsoever.
We got nothing, and I love it.
Just leave. Go to fucking Glendale with the rest of the people you look like. Why would
aren't you being serious still? This is crazy.
Oh, no. They're surrounded on all sides.
This is nuts for nothing.
We're here. I mean, in my, I have to say I'm white because they just don't understand what I am.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm still here, man.
It's what do they say when you say you're white? Are they like?
They just agree. They're like, hey, okay, it sounds good. And I'm
yeah,
like, all right.
You, yeah, you, yeah.
He don't look white.
Yeah, you
bro.
Can't say that. Yeah, you can't yeah. say that.
I act, all of my certificates.
Syrians look white, though.
Stuff is white.
You, put, you don't
you
look
put
white.
Caucasian. You, yeah. you don't check Caucasian
the only
on
time
the doctor.
They don't
doctor
believe me is when no. I'm at the TSA. That's fucked up.
No. What is that called?
I swear.
That's whiteface. You're using whiteface.
Yeah,
white
you
face.
Are.
That's what
that's,
you're using.
You know,
you're a
it.
Racist.
Yeah.
Am I?
You're about
a
to get
racist.
Canceled.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You got good teeth, this guy over here.
You're one step away from getting a
and
Netflix
George,
special.
Hold on. George?
Don't. We were just on a team.
He's trying to be white, bro. That's, what is this? You can't
George
pick the white. There's no Georges in fucking Syria.
George? They can't even pronounce George in Syria.
They don't even have those letters.
Come on, George. There's no way. That's like when Asians come here and they just name their daughter Sally. And it's like Sally didn't exist in Vietnam. That's not what it is.
It's not real.
Sally, Nancy, Virginia. My name is Virginia Tam. George
oh
and the
God.
Last name?
Janko.
Oh, Janko. I guess that could be. I mean, that's just weird
that
enough.
That makes sense.
You could have just invented that name.
So you're taking off the Prada jacket. I see. You, how's
dude,
it feel
life is
rich?
Different now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
different
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You're out here getting money.
Wow.
A lot of know? Money. Netflix special.
I don't give a fuck. I'll throw it.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Right on Ginger.
Nothing to me.
Yo, you that dog, that's Ginger, Logan's ex-dog. He got rid of it.
With a girl? Like the girl took it?
No,
no.
It was violent. It was trying
Yo,
to kill everyone.
Can I say, you're a wild boy for saying that, bro.
Dude.
You're a wild boy. That was another thing I started to get going in our group chat, and you just fucking left it
yeah.
and broke my
he's
heart.
He's trying to just bro out, and you're leaving him.
That's
on
all
team.
I'm trying to do.
I'm going
to
do better. Can
I have a, can you I, and I both should know what this is like.
Can I get
have
a second
women
chance?
That we're with. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to keep on going.
Okay, cool. I promise
I believe
after,
in you.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I'll
but sometimes you want to bro out.
Yeah.
And this fucking wild motherfucker over here.
I'm tame.
Smashing Consecos.
Dude, that was crazy.
Horrible.
I thought you messaged him before and asked if that was okay.
I messaged Josie.
And she said it was
she
fine.
Approved
yeah.
it, yeah.
She approved it.
Oh, that's is that like some daddy
no,
issue shit?
Now that oh,
is that some daddy issue shit? A little
you,
bit.
I mean,
wow,
yo,
I
he's,
feel like we should just move on.
Well,
that.
No, just to clarify, like you'd have to imagine she's a bit annoyed that her dad is going publicly trying to fight her ex boyfriend, saying it was because of some sort of bad breakup. It was
yeah.
no bad breakup. Nothing but love.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Still friends with her to this day? Talk?
Yeah.
Sometimes he, like there's no bad blood in
he DM'd me last night.
Oh,
he DM'd
no. Yeah, he DM'd
no.
me. So Jose Canseco.
What'd he say?
Mike.
Yeah, you looked at that one.
Wanna know the best part? Wanna show tell him the best part. Tell him the best part.
I hate him.
Tell him watch this. Tell him
left
the best part.
Left him on red?
No response.
That's just left on scene.
No
consistent.
No, I opened it, just let it go. Mike, I hope you're well. I wanted to see if Greg Paul would be interested in a fight. That's the dad. Not sure if OVO Ryan told you. Oh, I probably shouldn't go into too much of this shit. But I think this fight would be a hit.
He wants to fight my dad.
He wants
to fight
one Greg
of us.
Paul.
Would your pops beat his ass or what? It's tricky, huh?
I don't know, man. I think so.
Oh, so me and Jake Paul, the little brother, yeah. talked about it this morning. Not so little anymore either.
Yeah.
Big,
talked
big,
about
big.
Talked about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Paul, if you say, yo, Greg Paul, you're facing off against Jose Canseco, kill this man. He'd
yeah.
get it done. He'd rip his face off with his fucking
yeah.
teeth.
Street fight different than actual fight.
Exactly. But if you say, yeah. yo, you guys got to put gloves on and use some sort of strategy. When you say the word strategy to Greg Paul, shorts out. He short circuits, bro.
He
smoke comes out of his ears. And he just tries to gnaw your face off anyways with his fucking teeth. But he'd kill you in a street fight.
Sure.
He'll
That's
fuck
the
you
thing.
Up. He told me one of the first times yeah. he met me, he said, I've heard so much shit about you. If I could rip your head off right now and shit down your fucking throat, I would.
That's his go-to.
Really?
Yeah.
He just wants to shit down people's throats.
Yeah.
What's his job?
I almost, let him do it just to see what the fuck.
Yeah, that's some kinky shit.
He actually sent me the nicest messages like 2 days ago.
He'll do that sometimes.
What did he say?
I have voice memos of him just kicking. You can hear the drink like,
like in the fucking voice memo. Just like George, just GP coming at you. Then he just gives me a 2 minute rant. It was great.
He's at the ranch. He calmed down. He's in the mountains, in a mountain basin,
okay,
with a woman.
Okay,
I think she kind of balances out. There's some equilibrium there. Like he's a bit more tame now. I don't know if that fight would ever happen though. Man, who knows? I want to talk about your shit, bro. Like, man, fuck my shit.
We're just talking shit, man. I just want to talk shit. That's why I came.
I was gonna lead with your dad living at Timothy Leary's acid ranch. I was gonna ask you if you ever took acid before.
No, I can't fuck with the acid.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared.
How do you know?
I think I got some crazy in me, and I think a little bit. Mm. And I think that like sometimes that kind of jump starts it.
What's the outcome? Are you the guy that thinks he can fly, or are you the guy that thinks he can stop a vehicle, like from going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, which guy are you?
I don't know. That's actually interesting. What do I think? What will happen if I go crazy? I just had like mushrooms once, and I had kind of like a real bad trip.
You really,
dude?
I was at Burning Man. I did mushrooms. And it was bad.
How bad? Because I had a bad Burning Man trip too.
Really?
Really?
What year did you go?
Bad. 2017,
okay,
and 2016, 2017.
Yep, I was there 2017, wow. 2018.
How bad was the trip?
It was just like it was the weirdest. Do you guys remember Enter the Dragon? That movie?
Yeah.
It was like a Bruce Lee kind of movie or something like that. Yeah. Remember at the end when like he has to fight the statues, but the statues represent these things he's like afraid of?
Okay.
That's what it was like for me. But like different things I was like insecure about were these statues. And I had to like fight.
Wait, the actual art structures though?
Bro, I don't remember. So I think like, they had like
what
to,
you were fighting. What are you?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's art structures that you fighting the art pieces.
Yeah, or they were coming at me, and then I'd like open my eyes and be like, "Come on, stop it. That's not crazy." But every time I went to try to close my eyes to go to sleep, because I was like, "Let me just sleep
good
this
luck.
Off.
Good luck.
It's over."
Good
so luck. It was like Bird Box. You kept imagining like your worst fear in life, and you like that. Mm. That's horror. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Is that what the movie was about?
Yeah, it's fucked up. You see your biggest fear. Like, what did you just kill yourself?
What did you just say?
Did you like Bird Box?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
MGK is we sex talking?
I think he did a great job in there.
Having sex.
Yeah.
Well, no, just being an actor. I think he impressed me.
You didn't like that movie?
Nah, I think it was so fucking cheap.
That's a shit take.
We can't show you, but close your fucking eyes.
That's the idea.
It's called imagination,
yeah,
George.
I hate it. Because if I need an imagination, I just go to, you know.
Syria?
Yeah, because it doesn't exist.
What would it be like if these buildings were still here?
Oh, my God.
It does suck, though. That sucks for y'all, man.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to come in there and, like, I don't know. Do they need freedom?
Yeah.
No, we have freedom.
Do you guys have enough oil to need freedom?
That's how it works for us.
I think they're good. Are you guys good over there? What's going on?
Nah, it's Fox.
Well,
though,
no,
right?
But he's not Syrian. He's Assyrian.
Assyrian. Like,
oh, what the
like
fuck is that?
Pangea.
Exactly.
It's Pangea.
You. Oh, I thought
it's
you were Syrian.
It's the continent that doesn't exist anymore.
No, add the A in front of it. It's Assyrian.
Yeah, we were the first.
Thing. It's like you know, somebody.
It's Turkey now, right? Or am I tripping?
What language do you speak?
Assyrian.
Come on with
so
that.
So that's
bro.
Like Sanskrit.
Come on.
Sanskrit.
With that.
Like, yo, you know if somebody's.
Come on with that.
You know if
how many of them are there? Are these
It's
like sand Eskimos or something like that? Like,
Northern Iraq and southeastern Turkey.
Okay.
Assyria, kingdom of northern Mesopotamia.
Yeah, that's Tigris Euphrates.
Wait, so in a way,
thank you. Somebody with some culture.
Beginning of the podcast.
So in a way,
just say you're from Iraq. What is this, Assyrian?
Yeah, I was just
going
to say that. So in a way, somebody named George from the country you pretend to live in now could have invaded your actual homeland in 2003, and they were just like, let's name our kids after those guys.
Yeah, I don't think anybody before Jesus was named George.
No, but the fact that
Jesus was not named George.
Yeah.
Joseph. He's Christian though, dude, and that means they thugged it out for years.
Oh yeah, we were.
That's
animals.
The thing. Like, if you were Muslim, you could have got flipped, but Christianity came before Islam, so you've been Christian for a minute. See what I'm saying? Like, he's
Jesus.
One of the real ones.
Yeah.
He's an OG.
Oh, actually, you're think about OG. That. Okay, you know who we are?
You could be Jewish, actually.
We are. Our language is the same exact.
I knew it.
Wow, he's smart.
I fucking knew
you guys
knew
know
it,
who Jonah is, who got swallowed by the whale.
Yeah.
Because he had to go save the people. He was going to save us. But we were such terrible people, he didn't want to save us.
Mm.
But God's like, nah, they're real. Go get them. And he didn't. So he had
to swallow
a whale.
I have to say something. He didn't get swallowed by a whale.
What happened?
It just, that can't happen.
No, he did.
I was in a YouTube rabbit hole one day. We all been there. And I watched a video on whether or not a human can get swallowed by a whale.
And they can't.
They can't. The hole is too small. You'd think it's big enough. They can't.
What hole?
Biologically impossible.
No, but which
to
hole?
To get swallowed the by a whale.
Yeah, can't get swallowed by a whale.
Because don't they have
plankton, bro.
Yeah, they skim like a filter. Mm-hmm. You couldn't fit through it.
Are you going to keep him in his mouth?
Watch this. Watch this. Can a human get swallowed by a whale? Watch this. What if you were swallowed by a whale? 13 million views. I was one of those views. And they say it would never happen.
Mm.
You could get caught in its mouth, I think.
And you just
that one lady
there
with a kayak, it just happened. You seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Video 3. Up and over.
Video 3 is not real.
Can you delete get swallowed by a whale and just keep it at get a human?
Can we go to Pornhub and then do this same search?
We can't. They cancel our visa.
Just go to can a human and look what it completes it with. It's fantastic.
Okay. Can a human
inhale a Domino's pizza? That was the most searched fucking term.
Wow.
Can a human being inhale?
Can a human have a baby with a dog?
Yeah, that's a little wild. Click it. Yeah, you guys are some.
Can
wild
a human have a baby with a dog?
Okay, if that's possible, then we could definitely.
Why can't humans breed with animals? I love YouTube. I love.
But if that, search prominence is indicative of the farmers, health of America, like it's,
look at this.
It's pretty obvious.
Look at this.
Farmer's pig gives birth to human baby. That is insane.
We have to go back.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Captain.
Yeah, we just got locked. Oh, what God, the that's, fuck?
That was crazy.
Like
that
happened.
I'll be thinking about it.
But I still do think he was swallowed by a whale.
Maybe. It's possible, dude.
Thanks, man.
It's actually not. I just said all that.
If an Assyrian
different
boy
whales
that doesn't
then,
have
dude
a country
different whales
in South America,
different whales, dude.
How much do you have to pay to get a special on Netflix?
A lot. This is, you put sugar in here?
Oh, fuck.
Did I ask for sugar?
No.
Just no. Thank you.
Nah, hey, no, you did it.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you did it. I seen a TED Talk.
Yes. You did a TED Talk.
I did a TED Talk.
I found so interesting. Mm. He's a TED. Thanks for coming
to
my TED Talk.
Are you a scientist too?
No, like my buddy was the guy producing it. And he was like, can you please come and do this TED Talk?
Everybody else is scared.
Or they're not funny. Or they're talking about like having cancer, which sucks and shit. But it just gets like really fucking 4 cancers in a row, you're just like, ugh. So like lighten it up. And I just went and I did it. And it was kind of fun. And it kind of worked out.
It was good. Yeah. And the clip I saw was you said, what did you say? You were the snooze.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the
clip I saw.
Yeah.
And I liked it because your bits on Instagram anyways come in these really like short form, digestible, super topical.
Yeah.
Turn your phone sideways, bro. Some of the biggest videos of the year. I mean, you took Instagram by storm this year.
We had a good year. It was very fun.
It transitioned and parlayed into what the Netflix show was.
Exactly.
Which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, that was cool how that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same format, right? You're literally sitting on the same set.
Even. Yeah. Yeah. We just filmed it in the same studio. We have a studio in Brooklyn, and that's where we just, you know, do our podcast and shit. And it was just dope.
Did you pitch it to them, though?
I don't know exactly how it happened. I just know that like Mark is over there.
What's up, Mark?
Alex
Mark
is over there. All right. Mark and I were writing them in the beginning and Alex has been directing them and editing them. And we were just making them. I remember just telling Mark, I was like, I think if we do this for 4 months straight, we'll be able to do it wherever we want. If we do want to do it anywhere.
Okay, cool.
And then people started reaching out and like different networks started offering. And then there's one guy got involved that I can't say his name anymore. And then he spoke to the people at Netflix. And then... then they were like, yeah, let's do something. Let's make something happen. And then we made the project. And then like, weirdly enough, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, he called me after seeing it. And he was like, I got to take my name off this.
Why?
And he was like, you just destroy all my friends.
Oh.
Like Kamala Harris has been in my house.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
I can't just.
Cause
like,
you pull no punch. I mean, bro, listen, you went on a rampage this year.
Yeah,
you,
it was wild.
You tackled every topic that no one else would talk about. Mm. And in a way that was generally speaking, too far pretty much every time, you know, and I think that's your fucking trademark, bro.
Yeah, they called me yesterday before it came out. My lawyers called me yesterday and like we just got off the phone Netflix and they just wanted it to be abundantly cleared.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, if they get sued, that's on you.
Oh no.
Yeah.
We call that indemnification. Yeah, so yeah. Just one sided. Andrew Scholl's
what
own,
it is.
Wow.
What happened? Because we're talking about people who are like super litigious, like all like the pedophile motherfuckers, right, you know what I mean? Right. They're like associated with the Jeffrey Epstein and shit.
And those are most of the investors in Netflix, so they're just pissed off.
I don't even know if they invest. I don't even know if they invest it. Do they? Are they like plugged in like that? They might. I don't even know.
Well, when they put
that
out that show about the pageant kids, I was kind of...
I didn't see the pageant shit. We heard about it, right? Yeah, right, cuties. Right, we had a joke in there because I was like, if we don't acknowledge this, then we're fucking pussies. And I told them that, and they were like, yeah, it's fine. Go for it. But they also put out that piece like about Epstein. Did you see that one?
The four-part miniseries?
Yeah, with James Patterson or whatever like that. Yeah, yeah.
Not the Epstein docuseries.
No, it was like the 4-part miniseries.
It was incredible.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, but he was also, for me, it seemed like it was kind of like a, it was like Epstein was the only one and none of us had anything to do with it.
They almost went as far as like clearing like Bill Clinton and shit in it. Like they were like, oh, he was there, but we're positive.
Was like, okay, he's dead. So now we could blame everything on that motherfucker. The same thing as the Firefest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that guy's in jail. No. So now it's all his fault. And then everybody else who was involved, like who was the company that was supposed to do it, Mark? Yeah, I think Jerry did all the PR for it and then they had nothing to do
with it.
Like they were culpable at all.
Back to making memes and sponsored dude with sign.
Mm-hmm.
What if? Shout out Seth. Shout out Dude
with
Sign.
Is the sponsor Dude with Sign real?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't he just Photoshop it? But why are you going out every day?
Because he's the real deal, bro.
But just do one day, right? And 7 different outfits and then just Photoshop it.
Maybe he does. He probably wants
people to come at him and go, oh, you're the guy with the sign.
No, he was popping. We went to a club with him once.
No.
A lot of chicks.
Did he bring the fucking sign?
Yes.
No.
Listen. We went to Marquee.
I hate him.
He made a sign for him to hold.
Logan
Paul is actually a decent guy or some shit. And he held it up in the fucking crowd. Remember? Okay. I can find the picture of it.
Thank God. I thought he walks around with a fucking sign.
I thought it was his birthday. And it said like happy birthday, Dude with Sign. And then in the bottom right corner, it said plus LP.
Like really small.
Yeah, and then he held it up. That was it.
Right.
He's really good at holding signs.
Yeah, he's the man, that guy. Let me stop hating. Like
Seth, his name's Seth. He's great. Like it
and he flips it.
He fucks with his
He doesn't even talk at all.
And she's like, yeah, baby. And he flips it. And has another sign like, yeah.
Do you think that there could be a government conspiracy post Epstein working directly with Netflix to further clear everyone else that was involved? They're like, yo, if Netflix does this for us, we'll give Netflix a huge tax break. All they have to do is clear everyone except for Epstein.
I don't think it goes like that. I think it goes James Patterson, who's like homies with the Clintons, right? And they're basically like, look, and I don't know what the fuck the Clintons have done. Like, we make a lot of jokes about it. Like, who cares? But I think they're
Hillary's supposedly a hitman.
Exactly. Like, we bust balls about that, but I don't have any proof that she's done it, right?
She fucking has it.
She probably has. She probably has, though. No, she's a murderer.
People are like,
shout to you, Hillary. You know what I mean?
She's got like a future female. 50-person body count.
Yeah, exactly. It's like tough to be friends with her and like stay around. Exactly. But all I'm saying, I don't have any proof of that. So, what I think it is people going, yo, we got to clear our names. Why don't you make something kind of dope and just put it on that guy? You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants their name to be good. Like, that's why Barack's coming out with a book right now. He's coming out with a book, which is basically like, yo, I would have done more, but I can't because that's how America's built.
Right.
Because he was at his lowest in terms of like how appreciated he was. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was a marketing ploy.
The highest appreciation you can get right now in politics is 50% of the country.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're the best person in the entire world and you're giving out, you know, you've lowered taxes and everybody's rich.
Yeah.
Only up to 50% of the country can like you at any time because you have a party attached to your name.
That's why it's stupid. Like, don't be in politics. Like, do not. It's just such a dumb thing. It's like you're the guy that lies for the next 4 years. That's your job is to lie to people. Rich people pay you a lot of money. They're like, hey, go lie to people. You're just an influencer. You're a man with a sign.
You're a muppet.
You're a fucking man with a sign. You're a muppet. That's all you are. This one's like, why am I listening to anything you say? Like, the four of us here have way more influence over like what people actually think and like what they're going to do with their lives than Gavin Newsom. He can shut down a restaurant, but he can't change the way people think. Like, he can't like actually get people to go, oh, you know what? I never thought about that. You know, oh yeah, maybe being gay isn't wrong.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he has that influence.
He can get people to hate him.
That's all he can do.
Really well.
Because he's going to lie. And eventually you're just fed up. Like, right. That's the thing. Like, you can lie to people as long as there's, like, sports to watch and, like, nightclubs to go get pussy at and shit.
Yeah.
But the second you take away all that,
yeah.
We have nothing to do.
No,
we
just
start going, oh, is this motherfucker lying to
me? Yeah.
He's a liar.
Because everybody was so fucked up, like, on drugs and shit. Now you can't go buy drugs because Newsom said no drugs because of COVID.
He said no drugs?
Well, I don't know. Probably something like that.
Really?
I don't know. He just said don't go out anywhere because of COVID. You can't go out, so how are you going to buy drugs? They're going to drop them off?
Yeah. No drugs? Oregon said drugs.
Oregon said hella drugs. Whatever you want.
That's right.
Crack,
Oregon's
heroin,
about that
meth.
Life, dude.
What do you think about that?
Portland is the worst city I've ever been to in my entire life. And literally, when it was on fire, I was so happy.
People are mad.
I've been so happy.
People like, are so mad.
Every time. I've never met more rude people in my entire life.
Oh, no.
Dude, we were at a fucking, the three of us were at a place, we were doing shows in Portland. We're like, I don't know, some like restaurant. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Probably a donut restaurant shop.
It was something, I don't know. Maybe it was a donut. No, it was like a restaurant.
Right.
And it didn't have any seating, right? So I go up to the lady and I go, excuse me, miss. Do you know a place that like has like some seating? We have some table service or like that. And then she goes, yeah, do you have your phone? And I go, yeah. She goes, Google that.
Oh, like on some smart shit. Bro, on some like, yo.
I almost reached across the counter and gave her a wedgie, bro. I've never felt that way towards a woman, but I almost just grabbed. I walked out of there like a simp.
That's what I did.
Yes, I did. I could not believe it.
You went outside and Googled it.
I couldn't believe it.
No, nothing?
I was like, what is happening right now? I couldn't believe someone's being so rude to me.
What was your honest response? Oh, yeah, okay.
No, what was the honest response? I swear to God, it was, wait, huh? I just couldn't.
And you're from New York. Like, for you to think someone's rude, that's a big fucking deal.
It was,
deal,
and dude. You know, because it was like, she gave me like an alley-oop.
Oh, yeah. She set you up.
Yes.
She set you up.
She went, do you have a phone?
That hurt.
Bro, I took out the phone. Like, okay. She got something good. She got something good for me, right? And I'm about to start typing. She goes, you should Google that.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Was she young? And attractive?
No, there's no attractive people in all Portland. They're disgusting. Okay. Every one of them is disgusting. Disgusting and pale. Every last one of them. And just fucking like, you know that Gorillaz song? I'm happy. Remember the video for that? Remember the guy's just like slumping around. Everybody's got the fucking posture of, what is the guy who owns Scooby?
Shaggy.
Fuck.
Yeah. His posture sucks.
And every single person has...
They suck in Portland. They suck.
Every person has that hat on that George is wearing.
Yes.
Every single person.
Yes.
And they're all...
I think I should tell you I'm born in Portland. I'm from Portland.
What? Dude, it can't get worse. It can't get any worse.
I thought he'd change up his shit.
This fucking guy. No.
Well,
I hate you.
I mean,
even though you joked around about it, I still think you are a little bit of it, and I don't like you now because of how much I hate Portland.
That's two guests.
It's the worst city.
So you're.
It is. It's white people without God. White people need a little God.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And they have no God there. And it is the strip club capital of the world. There's nonstop strip clubs because they just are searching for serotonin. They don't know what to do with themselves. Like if you remove God from white people, I grew up with no religion. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But there's a little part of me that's like, oh, maybe there's, you know, God out there. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
These people have no God and they're just falling apart. Mean to you at a restaurant.
Well, they put together that whole Antifa.
Is that them?
I think, yeah, right? Isn't that where Antifa is?
Somebody's
got to fuck. Yeah, I got some head nods coming out.
Honestly, I would join it just so I could burn down the city.
Well,
I would join Antifa.
Well,
to burn
it hasn't
down Portland.
Hasn't Trump and everybody been going at Portland because the mayor basically said, like, yo, this is an Antifa safe zone? Like, y'all can.
Found it in Portland.
Yeah, y'all can do whatever you want. Have fun.
Let me tell you something. Damn. There is a lot of people that were okay with them destroying that city. Okay. Anybody who's visited Portland has been completely okay with them destroying that city.
They have good donuts.
They have great food.
They have great donuts.
And they have the Nike store.
They have the Nike store and great donuts.
Great donuts, Nike store.
But still, if a nuke hit it today, you're cheering.
I'm not going to. Okay. A nuke is weird because there's like after effects of that. Mm-hmm. You know, people could be like mutated.
Small meteor that takes out just downtown Portland.
100% okay.
Okay.
100% okay.
Got it.
100% okay.
Isn't Netflix headquartered in Portland?
I'd be fine with that. I'll honestly go to Hulu next year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At this point, if I found out Netflix was in Portland, I'd ask them to take down the special myself. That's how horrible Portland
is.
Honestly, dude, it is the worst city. It's so bad. Has anybody else here been to Portland?
I passed through once.
And I was hitchhiking.
You were hitchhiking?
It was rainy. It was cold.
That's all it does over
there. But the guy who picked me up was nice. I don't think I have an accurate representation of.
Did the girl have her nose pierced, like a septum?
That's
ring?
All they do. It's a septum, and they're just waiting to get fucking scooped out.
The restaurant wasn't Dick's Last Resort, right? Like you weren't at some place where they were purposely mean to you, right?
No. Just is that sure. The theme there?
They have the best game room, like arcade.
Yeah,
they have the best game room.
Yeah.
So Nike Game Room donuts.
Game room is like, they have the best
Antifa.
Yeah. You're going to get pussy one day, bro. It's going to happen for you. It's going to happen. I promise. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I knew you couldn't throw him something, guys?
No, I know.
Come on.
No,
nothing.
This guy's good.
I like this guy.
He's good.
He's a New Yorker. He's got 917. The number's 917.
We had a party once. Dylan got it in.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Fingers up to the webbing. Are you carrying a fucking
bow and arrow?
An arrow?
He's holding an arrow.
Dylan.
Yeah. He's a Sagittarius.
It wasn't in here. It was actually in the pool house.
You smashed? He fucked during a luau that we threw. The only issue, though, Andrew, was
the
that
pig?
Mike had fucked the same girl 2 hours earlier.
That's what's up!
That was the only problem.
There you go! Get that sloppy!
He came up to me.
He got that sloppy.
He goes, hey, man, you know that girl?
No.
You sound like that. He's like, she.
Yes, How'd it go? Yes, Dylan. Nah.
No, he was hella proud.
He got her some fucking wet wipes to clean up Mike's gum.
And when he told me, I was like, oh no. But his hair is incredible.
Yeah, he's got great hair. Good it looks white like teeth. You did teeth whitening? You do teeth whitening. He's good teeth.
He's a great producer. Yeah. Except I will say there's one thing on my notes list here that I'm... Well, this one's weird. Sometimes I like to just read what he writes down.
Okay,
right?
Go.
Random thoughts. Ever been caught whacking off?
Have I ever been caught whacking off?
Yeah.
Have I ever been caught whacking off? That's a weird question.
Well, it's just like
I don't jerk
all
off.
Of his stuff, and then there's just, what?
Please tell me
what?
That's
what?
True.
What?
I don't jerk off.
What are you saying?
I don't jerk off.
What are you saying?
I'm not against it, but I don't do it.
I don't either. Can't remember the last time.
Oh, but you got a girl.
Yeah, I got a girl, and I got to save him for her. I don't have like a crazy high sex drive.
That makes sense.
So like, I need to save as much nuts as I can.
Does she get if you?
Yeah.
Same. If you told her, you're like, hey, like, yo, it had been 3 days. You've been on your period. Like, I whacked it. She's pissed, right?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Will you ever?
What if you tell your girl that the porn you whacked off to was actually her porn? Does that change it?
Dude, you're a wild boy. You're a wild one for that. Let me think about
kidding.
That.
I'm
no,
kidding.
Because
I've never
like,
said that.
Low key, that works. That plays, but like,
you got ad, baby, you got ad revenue.
Yeah,
off of that.
Like you won
you,
here.
You
I'm jerking
money.
Off to you, right? And then, if anything, you're angry at her because you're like,
why
are you fucking other dudes?
Why like, kids? Yo, speaking of which. You covered that topic, me and her topic, like 6 months ago, and I showed it to her, and she was like, that was so mean. You should text him. I was like, he didn't say anything mean.
I thought I was supportive.
I thought so, too. You just said, like, big ups, Mike, for, like, being able to hit.
Well, but this is what I said. I was like, listen, there's this guy. I was trying to explain everything flagrant. They probably know who you are, but if they didn't, I was like, he's super talented. He's really funny on this podcast. I really like this guy. And no matter what he tweets, somebody responds to the tweet with a video of his girl, like blowing some other guy, right? Yeah. And it's just like, it's like you'll tweet the most supportive thing. Like we got to help starving kids. It's like, this person ain't starving. And I was like, it's so fucked up. And it's just fucked up for you to have to go with it. But I was actually impressed that you could, you know, handle that shit.
I don't know why I just never.
No, you're not phased by that kind of stuff. I don't know. You've got like.
I think after you smoke crack for a while, like you just stop like thinking about shit like that. Like, you know.
Yo, people don't realize that. Like, if you come back from drug addiction, there's a freedom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like, that's how I feel with Corona.
Right.
I'm good. Like I can't. Like who's coughing? Like let's go. Like nothing's stopping me right now. Nothing. Right? Like I'm shameless. Mask off.
I got one better than you. Okay. My parents got it. So now I don't even fucking worry about giving it to them. I'm out. It's easy.
Everything.
Right.
Mask what? I was like, Future, mask off the whole fucking
whole
thing.
Whole time, dude. Yeah.
You just reset that because you got so much shit the last time you said it.
Wait, what happened? Do you know that?
What?
You got a lot of shit for saying that joke on the last podcast.
Yeah, I don't
and
give
you just
a fuck anymore. I don't give a
again.
Fuck.
Wait, what
honestly,
happened?
That's why
again.
He said it.
What happened?
That's why he
what happened? What happened? He made a Future mask off joke
but
for
he said
for the second time.
Wait, they got mad at the first time?
No, the first time you said, no, the first time.
Why didn't they like this? Is really fun.
No, I got it.
Dude, reusing jokes is so funny.
No, listen to me.
The least funny thing.
Because the first
really
time he said it, he said the mask off song by Offset. You said it the wrong rapper.
The wrong one.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't care.
The guy's from fucking Pangea. It doesn't exist anymore. There's no
how
hip-hop.
Would you? He's like, you think I got a problem with those comments? How would you like it if your home washed away? Detached from the rest of the world and sank into the ocean. My homeland has sunk into the bottom of the ocean. Do you think I care what the YouTube comments say?
I care about tectonic plates separating during supper.
That's what I care about.
Dude, you gotta be that guy. You gotta lean into that guy. No matter what anybody's going through, you just make it worse.
Oh, fuck, guys. People are complaining about like the house being a mess. They're like, at least you have a house. My home is sunk.
Oh, fuck, man. God bless you, you Assyrian fuck.
You Pangean man.
Yeah, Pangean is way better. Oh, remember the club in New York, Pangea?
There was a club called Pangea?
Yes, it was on Lafayette Street between like...
That sounds whack.
Yeah, it was...
Wait, is that LES? Where is that?
No, it was on Lafayette between 4th and Astor.
That sounds like... some vegan shit.
Of that name?
No, yeah. it was kind of like like the NoHo area. Yeah, but it was kind of like a pop in place.
Okay.
But we were young. You
Pangea,
know what I mean?
We were young.
I'm a little older than you guys.
We
you mind?
Probably even older. 35.
Okay.
So that was like
so you
right
know
right,
that
it's
spot.
Like right yeah, but it's like but I'm from Connecticut.
But you were coming down, right? You're not getting drugs in Connecticut. You want the good shit,
no,
you come to the city.
No, Bridgeport.
Oh, that's
Bridgeport.
Right. There's some hood in Connecticut. People don't realize that in Connecticut.
Two of the top five most dangerous cities for a while, New Haven and Bridgeport.
What?
Those are my spots.
They still got beepers. They have like
right
star
now.
Text.
No, they moved to Nextels now. When you call each other, they moved up a notch.
New Haven is
bad.
Wait.
Bad.
So you have to risk your life to get a good slice of pizza?
Or to go to Yale. The only reason that New Haven still exists and hasn't
Yale,
been
huh?
Pangea'd is because of Yale. Like, literally, that's the only reason.
Why is Yale in the hood?
That's all colleges are in the hood. USC's in the hood.
Yeah,
it's cheap land. It's cheap land, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
Man, it's a lot of land.
I'm trying to think. There's probably some.
Yeah.
Temple's in Philly.
Yeah,
you're
right. Cincinnati.
Oh, my God.
In Ohio.
Huge,
what's Cincinnati?
UC.
Yeah, I remember. I applied there. Always. They told me not to leave the campus if I went. Swear.
It's almost like the Dominican
middle
Republic.
Of the ghetto. Yeah.
Someone told me that like USC has a relationship with like the gangs in the area, and the relationship is basically like, yo, don't touch anybody with a USC shirt.
They do that.
There's like under the table agreement.
We work with a charitable organization that has deemed their little campus
a
no go zone
for
gang. It's in Watts.
And they just respect it. The gang's like, all right, cool.
Can't touch that block.
Because you guys are doing good for the community.
Exactly.
And they're like, that's kind of lit.
Isn't it strange, like the moral code that still exists in the underworld? Like, it's there.
I'm so
it's
fascinated.
It's there, which
by it.
Was why I had so much trouble with 6ix9ine coming on the show.
Oh, interesting.
Because he made his way and built his whole life off of this gang mentality and like, you know, running drugs, guns and stuff. And then did the only thing that you can't do in that life.
Snitch it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then he came on the show and I realized this is a kid. And he's smart.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, and
charismatic, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I'm curious about him because I haven't met him. Yeah. Like, is he the type that, like, when you meet them, you're like, oh, I get it now. Like, I get why people are drawn to you.
Kind?
You're fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
He is.
Single person
yeah, he
that
is.
Talked to me about that podcast be like, you guys completely switched. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's not a dummy, dude.
Yeah. No, I knew he was sharp. He knew what he was doing.
Also,
yo, low key, sorry to cut you, but I'll keep on doing that. I think that like what he did with hip hop, I think that you guys are doing with boxing.
Snitching?
No. Calling out motherfuckers, right? Like calling out motherfuckers that won't fight you. Like when he was calling out all these like gangbangers and shit like that, like these like real hood ass like rappers and stuff like that. He knows on some level like they're not going to jail to kill me.
Right.
So I'm going to call them out as much as I can. I'm going to call their card. I'm going to pull that shit, and they're not going to do anything about it.
He said that on our show. He said, he goes, yo, I thought rap was real. I thought, you know.
And then he started calling them out. He's like, oh, everybody's faking it?
Except I wonder if you could look at the people he missed firing shots at as potentially the people who he didn't think. I don't know. Like, who didn't he take shots at? Hmm. You'd have to go back, get back and inspect.
Yeah, he didn't fuck
did
with
he
Drake.
Fire shots didn't at like, did he fire shots at like YG and shit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because YG made that song, right?
Big time.
About him. Yeah.
And he was trashing on his album. And shit. It was like, yeah, he really went after him. All I'm saying is this, like, it's a really cool, when you're willing to go there, I don't know if he was willing to go there or not, but like what you guys are doing, at least with boxing, which I really like, is like, if you're willing to get in the ring, most people are not. Right? Yeah. They're just not willing to get in the ring. Most people are not willing to fight. And a street fight is different. If they got to throw down, they will.
Yeah.
But like, put themselves out in front of people to get potentially knocked the fuck out, that's a lot.
Scary, bro.
Yeah. So you get to call out all these people. And this is what we were texting about. And it was like, you calling all these motherfuckers that call themselves tough. They call themselves masculine. They do all this shit. And you just call them out and they're going to wilt. And then you get to take all that clout or whatever it is that you get to suck up from them. I just think it's a really interesting way of going through.
Yeah, a lot of people wilt under the pressure. Yeah, my brother called out, man, Paris Hilton,
Kanye,
Joe Biden, Kanye,
right?
Yeah, he was going for LeBron James,
Gronk, Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, Gronk is interesting. Gronk is interesting just because of the reach and shit.
I don't. Someone mentioned him for a potential fight.
Yeah.
With me, I that seems dumb.
It's just reach.
He's fucking huge, dude.
Yeah,
he's huge.
And he's fired up and not.
Yeah, no. I'll be honest. In 2 years, I would take that fight.
Gronk.
Yeah, more experience. I would do it.
But the thing is, like, is it going to be as exciting? Because when you have a guy that has reach like that, right? What happens is it's really hard to land the type of shots that, like, Jake was landing on Nate, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to land an overhand right.
No,
six,
but I don't box like that.
Yeah, you little stick and move and stuff like that. Yeah. So you might have that.
Ooh, Gronk? Gronk versus LP 2-3 years from now?
I like it.
Here's my question, though. You know when people say when keeping it real goes wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if because I think a lot of his Jake, for example, is jet propulsion. His fuel right now is the fact that he's been winning. You know, he knocked the last dude
recency
out.
Bias.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially with sport. What's boxing. It called? Recency bias.
Yeah, because he's hot.
Is this like psychological?
Especially with fight sports.
And also sentiment from fans and so on and so forth. But like, so he's been winning. My question is this. What happens if he gets one of these fights? Like, what happens if one of these motherfuckers actually says, all right, Jake Paul, let's go to the ring.
Cash out.
So that's the last fight.
That's what I'm assuming that's what it is. Like, if you can get 50 mil, right?
Got
if
it.
You can get 50 mil,
smart.
You might as well. Most people would fight anybody for 50 mil. Right. Think about that. I bet 99% of human beings would fight anybody for 50 mil.
Because a couple of the guys, like, once he walks in with Diaz or McGregor, the fight streak ends. The win streak ends.
Yeah, I really don't think that he's going to outbox McGregor or even Nate. But here's the thing. He can fight.
For sure.
Like,
oh, I'm not saying he can't.
The kid can fight. Absolutely. I was very surprised. And I heard he could fight. I remember I texted you guys. I was like, because a couple of my homies are boxers in L.A. And one of them hit me up and he was like, yo, no shit. Jake Paul is going to knock Nate Robinson out. I go, what? He goes, he was in the gym. And he beat the fucking shit out of my boy that I spar with and is legit. And I was like, no way. Okay. And I didn't put any money or anything on the fight, but when he said that, I was like, okay, it might have been legit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, it's a smart thing to do, but you're going to get to a level where you're going to have to cash out and make sure you cash out on the loss.
Right.
Until you hit the loss, knock everybody out.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense
to do
anything else. The big
one should be a little bit out of your reach. But I was watching him spar today. The dude is a boxer.
No,
he really
fight.
Can hit very hard and is a good structural boxer.
Yeah. There's no question. I was talking to Rogan. I was like, you should fight Jake Paul. And
what did he say?
Rogan goes, oh, no, he'd probably kick my ass. He just said, and I was like, oh, that was such an honest moment. Like, Rogan's been fighting his whole life. He goes, dude, I'm old. You know what I mean? Even if we kickbox, I throw one leg kick, my legs start aching and shit like that.
His leg kicks are crazy.
Now that guy can kick.
Speaking of somebody that cashed out, I mean, who does he want to fight right now?
You know what I'm saying? Any money. Yeah.
The last time I saw him in person, he was just lounging at the fucking Four Seasons, chilling. Bro.
You flew to Texas?
Yeah.
Did he say if that's affecting, probably not because he's Joe Rogan, but his ability to get guests? Like, is it tough to get people down there?
And- you know what? He said he was flying in like 2 to 3 guests a week anyway.
Okay.
So
he flies them in?
I think certain ones. Not me. But
damn Joe.
If I was a scientist, maybe, you know what I mean? If I got these dick jokes I'm slanging. So I made my way out there. But like, yeah, he was having to come out and like, he's just got so much gravity that like people are going, I will come do, because think about it, you go on that podcast and like, let's say you got a book coming out or something like that. You're going to sell copies. So it's worth it for you to spend $300 to fly to Austin.
Yeah. You like his new set?
It's all right. I mean, they gotta switch it up a bit.
Why did he do that?
I think it's just part of this like bigger, I mean, I can't speak too much about it, but like it's part of a bigger thing.
Okay.
Is he going to try to go to
Mars?
Yeah,
I think they're going to redo a different.
I hate this set.
Oh, the
it.
Mars thing?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know there was a thing. Mars I just thing? Said that. Like, is he trying to build his next studio on Mars? Because like he has 100 million. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. You know? But I mean, he's about the space exploration shit, but I don't think he's going.
Well, he's already been going, just not, but well, here on
he's,
DMT.
He's on the DMT. Have you guys done that shit?
Nah.
I explain
to people all the time, everybody's scared of acid. Yeah. DMT is like, yo, 50 acid trips time, and it's all condensed into 5 fucking minutes, bro, or 10 minutes.
Bro, I just did Mike Tyson's podcast before this.
I saw that.
It's why I'm quiet. I think I'm a contact high, seriously.
Because he was smoking the whole time.
The whole time. He faced like 3 joints during the podcast, and halfway through, I told him this, halfway through, he took an entire handful of mushrooms, and then, no. An entire handful. I'm talking 6 mushrooms, caps, stems, all of them, downs them in the middle of the podcast. Full on. He said, I do this every day. Like bowls of cereal worth of drugs, psychedelics.
He's the Sid Barrett of the boxing world.
So, I go at the end, I'm like, yo, the mushrooms kick in? He goes, yeah. It's starting to feel a little bud. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, okay. That's crazy.
Now, did he push you on stuff? Because he'll kind of go in.
He did not go in. I've seen him.
Yeah.
I've seen him push people. He didn't.
Would you say he didn't want that smoke with you? Or
there it is. Hype it up.
Coming to you guys soon.
Him and his boy, they pushed me to do mushrooms.
And he did?
I know. I did a PSA. I said, hey, this is what peer pressure looks like. Kids, watch this. I don't want your drugs.
And how'd they react?
Yeah, no, it was cool.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. No one can be upset when you don't take their drugs.
Yeah.
I had this conversation. Everyone in LA wants you to do their drugs.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been at so many parties and some random person will come up to me. Yo, you want coke? Why me?
Yeah.
And where did you come from?
Where did you? You just get,
you're in the
you
one person bathroom
from a wall. Where
he just comes out from under the garbage?
I'm urinating, dude. So where did you? And also, why me? Why? Yeah. It's always. And is he doing this to everyone?
No.
Does he want
to
get rid
of coke with you?
Is it just?
No. It's anybody with more than 10 million on Instagram. If you got more than 10 million,
they want to do coke.
They
want to
do coke.
Yeah.
Why did? Well, do I look like I do?
But usually people don't want to
do it. I think a lot of people think you do. I see it sometimes.
Can't do coke. I don't think so.
Maybe Addies, but not coke.
Can't fuck with those. I don't do drugs.
Really?
I don't mix with drugs.
Oh, never have fun in Portland.
Try Adderall, dude. Adderall's fucking incredible.
No.
You're not the first guest that said it. Portnoy is a massive Adderall fan.
Yeah, I could see that. I've only had it a few times. I did a Burning Man to stay up. That's how old I am.
That's tricky. You take the Adderall to stay up to do other drugs.
I don't do drugs really.
Now you will
smoke weed and then I had Adderall and then we were doing Adderall to stay up at when we were working on the Netflix thing.
You know, Adderall is the cheap man's coke. That's what they call it.
Is it coke or meth? Some people say
I think it's like coke. Okay. It's just a stimulant, but they call it the cheap man's. You'll be able to afford actual coke now because of the Netflix special.
Yeah. But I don't want to do coke.
Well, you wouldn't even be able to smell it anyways. Schultz's. Is this good shit? You're like, I have no fucking clue. I haven't smelled anything since 1996.
It's true. Fucked. I'm never going to smell again.
How fucked up is that? If everything went with it. If everything went to shit, you could start cleaning porta potties and it wouldn't bother you.
That could be the job.
That's cool.
There are different ways I could take advantage of this.
Yeah.
You know how I found out that I couldn't smell? I was itching my ass, right? Like
nice.
I do this a lot. Like I have a very hairy ass, so like I'll just scratch it. It gets itchy.
And you always sniff it after.
And I sniff it
of
after.
Course. Who doesn't?
I couldn't smell anything. It was actually my left hand. So I'm itching my ass and then I smelled it and I smelled nothing. And then I
spooned my girlfriend. And then she went,
You made her sniff
I didn't it. Make her do anything. I thought it was clean because I went, I didn't smell anything. And I spoon. And then she just goes, get off of me. What is that? She goes, your hand smells like shit.
Dog.
And I smelled my own hand
gross.
And smelled nothing.
Nah, this is
I literally
up.
Gave her dirty Sanchez.
your
I gave
own,
her by
your own
accident.
Wife.
I had no clue.
Your own wife.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, dude.
Yo, what the fuck?
Unbelievable.
What was your first thought when you smelled those?
You really getting in there, though, then.
Where the fuck is he going, dude?
He's pissed, bro. Oh, there you go. Nice.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Give me some of that. Give me some of that.
Damn, how did he make it around all those cameras? I would have tripped over all of them.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't know you get in there
corona.
Like that, though.
You already had corona.
Well, why would you not go over your underwear?
I actually go in. I penetrate the hole.
Bullshit.
A little bit. Swear to God in my life.
Why?
Swear to God in my
Andrew,
life.
Andrew.
There's toilet paper in there.
Yeah, he wants to pull
There's
it
dingleberries.
Out.
Yeah, I get the dingles out.
What the fuck?
Dude, I have testosterone, bro.
No,
like, I grow hair on my asshole.
But go over your underwear.
Nah, sometimes you got to go through.
Do you know what it is? Neither of them from the East Coast.
That's it.
Okay, bro. You know how many times I just not wanted to go to the bathroom and just pee in a garbage can?
That's it.
Like, you don't have to.
I've done that. We're talking about two very different things.
No,
right?
It's the same thing.
I take
my fingers and I scratch my asshole.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it gets a little red.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little red, dude. Sometimes it gets so scratched it's a little red and wet.
Yo,
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. And what I don't like it about it the most is that you're so confident while saying it that I'm like, yeah, this makes sense.
Because what do you don't scratch your asshole?
I mean,
what
I don't
do you
admit
do?
It. I don't admit that I scratch it.
Well, now you just did.
And you looked like a pussy, dude.
You know what looks like a pussy? Like you sit there like and rub your butt against the chair instead of just getting down there like a man with your fingers and digging
ew.
In your asshole.
I feel bad for your wife. And by the way, I Googled her.
Oh, you got her?
Don't show
her. I don't. I
wait,
don't
do
because
you show?
No, because tell me when to stop.
No, he doesn't. Wait, I don't think he shows.
Don't show her.
Don't show her.
Yeah, he doesn't at all. I was because I would never stop.
She didn't ask for this. She, you know what I'm saying? Like she didn't want to be like she's a private Instagram. She doesn't want any of the
probably didn't ask for the fucking
shit fingers.
No, but look at the
that also is true. She did not ask for that at all. I didn't know. I couldn't smell anything.
What was your first thought when you smelled your hand and there was no smell? Like did you think your smell was gone or did you think your asshole was clean?
You guys are gonna think I'm making this up. I swear to God, I'm not making any of this up. My taste went first. And literally it happened on...
Please don't tell me you found out your taste was gone because you ate your shit.
No.
Like you put your hand in your mouth after. At what point?
Booty. No, I literally swear to God, it sounds like a hack joke. It is not a hack joke. I was so stressed with the fucking special, right? We were working like 100 fucking 10 hours a week. It was insane. And I felt horrible because I wasn't like satisfying my girl. You know what I mean? I was like so stressed. I couldn't even like be sexual at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I need to satisfy this woman right now. I'm going down on her and I'm going to work. Yeah. This is Thanksgiving morning or the day before Thanksgiving. And I went down on her and I tasted nothing. And, you know, there's like a flavor. You love your girl's flavor. You know, it is what it is. And there wasn't anything there. And I was like, this is weird. Like, did she just shower or something? I didn't understand what was going on. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, fuck. Can I not taste?
Oh shit!
I
was just licking and I tasted nothing, and I go, oh fuck! And I ran into the kitchen and I grabbed some dried cherries and I started eating those. Nothing. I grabbed an olive. Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's how I find out.
Did you now? Did you go back and finish the job?
100% no.
Question number two.
What an excuse, babe. I got COVID.
I can't. I can't risk giving you COVID.
Can you give someone?
Yeah. I put a mask on.
Vaginal.
COVID? No. Dude, I'm such a fuck. None of us, all three of us got corona. None of us could give it to our girls. All three of us got corona, right?
Yeah.
We all live with our girls, wives, fiancés, right?
Right, right.
None of us could give it to our girls.
Like you were trying.
Yes.
You couldn't get
it done. Let's knock this out. Do you know what I mean? Then we could travel.
Right,
we could have fun.
Right.
Like, I can't wait to get over
go
this.
Go to Croatia,
you know?
Whatever.
Go to Croatia.
Right, right.
That was the only place open.
Right? It really is. It still is.
Fucking psycho.
Goes out to Croatia and Mexico.
And Florida.
And Miami. That's it. One of those things. Dude, Miami, I swear, we talked about Arizona. Arizona currently doesn't believe in COVID. Miami never did. Even when they were like, today we are at the height of the COVID, they were like, fuck no, we're not. Live is open.
Yeah.
Let's go out on Grutman's boat, meet up with Purple and Mr. Miami, fuck some hookers at fucking Story, go to space after till 8 p.m. They didn't give a shit. COVID never hit Miami. Just never made it, dude.
Mm. Yeah, so that was it, man. I just fucking couldn't give it to her. And then, then we actually shut down the special for almost 2 weeks.
I was going to say, You're saying you worked 10-hour days and...
Oh, no, we were working. We were getting in there at like 7, and then we were leaving at like 4.
I don't mean to be a dick, but it seems like a pretty simple show, right? You write it, you point, it seems like it.
Yeah, I know it does seem like that, but the way that we write the pieces, like they're so joke dense that like we actually, this is really boring, but like we write a term paper first. So like we write out an actual term paper that is 15 minutes long.
Oh, you guys aren't funny. You're just nerds.
Nerds.
Science.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's all science.
Dude, if people knew how fucking nerdy the show was, like we literally highlight the jokes in different colors.
Right. No, you color code?
100%. Color code.
There's that one girl in history class that's color coding?
That's us.
That's you?
I'm scratching my ass and color coding lines, dude. That's what I do.
He's like, Andrew, you got any more of the brown crayon that you've been using out here? On your paper so much.
Dude.
Wait, okay, so then...
I almost said something really gross, but I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. No white undies.
When I watch that show...
No white undies, out of respect to my girl.
When I watch your... When I watch the Instagrams, sorry.
Yeah.
You're sitting there. I always ask myself, how does... There were some segments where you would go so long without fucking up.
Yeah.
Like you... Like... And I studied your thing. I really did because these were incredible. I shared every single one of them. We all watched all of them. I've never turned my phone sideways so many fucking times. It was an incredible series of events this year.
Thank you.
But I would always, I studied it and I noticed, how do they make it so seamless with these long segments? And I noticed your fuck ups equal a change of camera. Correct.
Yeah. Alex.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah,
that's exactly
you, and you fucking crushed it.
Because I would run out of breath. Because we were doing, like, the Netflix one is slower because I assume people are, like, sitting down at home and they're taking some time. But you guys know, like, YouTube, Instagram, like, you might pop that up for 2 minutes while you're on the bus. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you're just in and out. So we wanted to just lock in and then go. So we would do it super fast. And I would literally have to take a deep breath and I'd just get as much as I could. And then we'd stop and then do the next section.
Damn. Can we show? I wish we had one.
Well, he sent a...
Oh, yeah, you guys got to see it.
Yeah, so we didn't watch it.
No. I'm talking about his Instagram.
No, but he sent us him.
I sent you guys the special. There are two people I sent the special to. Is it in the group chat?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
He asked for our emails.
You piece of shit. Fuck. It was you guys and Rogan got to see it ahead of time.
Motherfucker. Did he watch it? I bet he did.
He watched it.
Motherfucker. I put my phone down.
That's why he's Joe Rogan.
None of these people are getting a response.
We all get texts, Mike. We all get texts. Okay.
You all text back.
Yes, we do. That's the problem. Because we're good fucking human beings.
I'm going to look at this right now.
Dude, I've been. Fucking Rogan watched it. That's why he made the $100 million deal.
So many more texts. That was the other hand. I go lefty. But yeah, you guys will see it when you see it.
Shit. I'm sorry.
That really hurt my feelings.
What about tonight? You want to watch it tonight?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Let's watch it tonight.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, technically all four.
No.
Technically all four of us who watch it.
It's out. You guys don't need the link. It's on Netflix.
Wait, hold up.
At what point did we just... I gave it to you a few hours early.
Oh, that's okay. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
I'm rooting for Floyd. I don't know about you, but I'm rooting for Floyd.
And I hope he knocks the fuck out. Everyone is on your side.
I was with you, and I'm like, yo, Logan's going to do this. We're going to make it happen.
Hold on.
Floyd's got a fake beard that you haven't even made fun of yet.
I know.
How have you not made fun of that yet?
I've been wondering what's going on.
The guy's got a fake beard.
What's happening?
Get the picture up, please. This is hysterical.
Why does he have a fake?
He got implants.
He did, right?
You haven't seen this?
Yeah, no, I was wondering.
He posted on Instagram and then turned off comments because people were destroying him.
Oh, is that what the.
Yes.
Is that why he turned off comments?
Yes.
It's this one.
Fake beard.
It's this one.
If you zoom in, you'll see it.
Oh.
And then oh my God.
No, but look at the hairline. He hasn't had hair since he's 20 years old. Fake hairline, fake beard.
Well, hold on a second. I'm gonna fucking do that too, and rightfully you should too.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't go snoring finasteride
for the last 10 years. What are you talking about? I'm all about the supplements.
Don't do press conferences. I just need material. This is great.
You gotta go at it.
Yeah, I will. Trust me, it's gonna be gnarly. Oh, turned off comments. I noticed that because I was gonna say some dumb shit.
No.
Completely unrelated.
Looks like an aerated green at the golf course. Like nobody plays golf here. You know the fuck.
You went too bougie on us, bro. You went way too bougie.
Damn it, Hollywood.
Yeah. Look at that beard. Huh? You like that shit, George?
I do.
Some hairy motherfuckers. Why are you guys so hairy? It's hot.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But it's kind of funny because I came out the womb.
I'm
like
telling
that.
You, he's not.
What do you mean?
He's not. He shaves his legs.
But
and
his
face.
Natural disposition is hairy.
I'm actually not that hairy. I thought I was because I've been shaving since the sixth grade. But yeah, this is the most I can grow my chest hair out to.
That's a lot of chest hair. Still, you're growing it up to your shoulders.
I mean, bro.
Yeah.
You can't even connect over here.
I have no hair on my face. It's all my ass.
Yeah.
The Italian.
It's all over my ass.
Italian. Greek.
Scottish. And my dad is Irish and German.
Okay. So white.
You're Jewish though, yeah?
No.
You're not Jewish, right? That's what I said.
Most people assume I'm Jewish.
How do you think you get away with saying everything that you say?
That's a good question.
Pretty edgy. Not once have I seen hashtag cancel Andrew Schultz.
They've tried. They tried a lot. But then eventually you just kind of like stop because you're like, we're not going to get him out of here. I also don't have like, this is the first time in a while that I've done anything with a network. So it's like the first time that you could like put pressure on a network to get rid of me. You're like when you're putting out your own stuff, like you're your own boss. Like you can't say platform, cancel me and then I don't put on YouTube or something like that. Like that's what I'm going to do. But yeah. And also I think we just go at everybody. Like they start to get it. You know, like I don't think that we're unfair. Like I'll literally just make fun of anybody.
You also never apologize.
Yeah.
Because that's the easiest way to get canceled.
Like why would you apologize?
What if you're really sorry? Now that's a reason.
No, I'd apologize.
Right. Yeah. But what if people tell you you should be sorry?
No. No, because it's like everybody's going to be a little offended by something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you make a joke about, I'm trying to think, like animals or whatever, like your buddy that was here, right? Like Spencer probably doesn't like those jokes about animals.
Because he loves sharks.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Can we call him?
I saw him the other day. He looked healthy.
I know you're going to, that was a perfect. All right.
Well, no, just like they made a list. This is funny. They made a list. Vulture.com of the best, fakest, and most teary influencer apologies of 2020. Look at this.
What's this?
They broke him down. I haven't seen all these, but
what's
this
that guy in the middle?
That's Shane Dawson.
But what's up with his face?
So what did he do?
Was he like snowboarding or something?
No, what did he do?
Kind of looks like it.
He looks like Windburn.
He did so. He made some pretty sick comments.
It had to do with pedophilia and Smith.
Like, look,
Smith's
best
daughter,
floor
right?
set. Like, okay, this one's least concern in their eyes.
Oh, it's superlatives.
Yeah, I don't think I've.
I want to see that.
I kind of want to see this actually.
A friend a made TikTok a apology? Video that I posted.
Oh no, she's a child. Keep going.
Okay, she's 6. Yeah, she's fucking that's not 6. Keep
most going. Organized receipt folder.
Go. That looks like George. Go back to that.
What?
That's George, bro.
Perfect doctor.
Yeah, that's George. That's a face.
What?
Well, I'm addressing everything.
This best washing detergent. What, they're just hella clean. Mr. Clean and his clean wife and clean sheets.
Yeah, this is weird.
Most genuine Jenna Marbles. That makes sense. Least accountability test. You see, that's Shane. Yeah, because
he needs to put on a turtleneck, bro.
Yeah.
Well, he just stopped making. He doesn't even. He didn't put on a turtleneck. He just went away. He went visited Pangea.
Is that what he did?
Face, least
he just said no more.
He's underwater now.
What? Jeffries? What worst? Least fucks given?
What's this?
Wait, can we play that?
Dude, I haven't watched any of these.
But what is this?
They're apology videos.
But what is this?
They fucked up.
That's a guy or a girl?
I will not answer this question. I refuse to attempt to answer this question.
What is it? Yes. It's both?
Yes. Is the only answer anyone in this room will feel comfortable giving.
Come on with this.
I
come on with this.
What is it? Yes. Does it have a penis or no? It has a penis, but it identifies as not having a penis.
Seems like a good time to put hand sanitizer on. I don't know, but just...
Hey, could you give me some, put him in his mouth? Hey, open up real
quick. So, speaking of sniffing shit...
This is a lot of sass, right? There's a lot of sass in that look. I kind of want to see this.
What if I told you that she's worth more...
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to my channel.
Oh, she's got
now,
a little...
I've been silent for a very long time. I know that's very rare for me. I've taken a lot of time to do a lot of self...
But I don't understand. She identifies as she?
He
identifies as he.
Well, there is an answer here that doesn't affect you in any way if you just answer it properly. What is the proper answer? Fucking. Someone give me the fucking
See
answer.
See how confusing
here.
It is? It's not hateful. None of us hate him. Jeffrey, or her. Jeffrey, or whatever the fuck he wants you to
they,
be.
Them Jeffrey thing? Star, is it a they,
no,
them
he,
thing?
He,
we're
him.
Not doing this
he,
with the they,
he,
them. We're not doing this.
No, it's
he. What does he want to be?
He.
I'll call him whatever he wants.
He? Yes.
That's a fine-ass dude.
Yes. That's perfect.
As far as dudes go, pretty fine.
Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like
why is everybody scared here?
I'm out.
I'm not. I'm just trying to make sure I get it right.
You can't get canceled if you don't know.
What if I told you that he
identifies as she?
Is worth more than Rogan.
From what? For what? What does she do? What does he do?
Makeup.
Makeup.
Dude.
Makeup.
You see how confusing this shit is, bro?
Bro, we listen.
We might need to go to that fucking Zim.
We don't have Netflix specials.
Whoa, I didn't know. I didn't know it was like this.
What?
Wow. Nah. 200 million?
No, those come on, bro. The same one says Schulte's worth 200
Rogan
grand.
Rogan got that.
Bro, Rogan got more.
Yeah,
than
Rogan
that.
Probably got that.
But nah, so what's up? She sells makeup?
He, 200
he
million?
Sells makeup.
You have to get the pronouns
can I,
right
can
on
I,
this particular
can I say
show.
Something? Can I say something? That to me is branding, right? If you're a he and right. you do makeup good enough to be a she, right? Ugly chicks are going to go, well, imagine what I could do with that. So you see what I'm saying? Like if a dude could become
do you know how bad it is?
Just imagine it. You're some fucking ugly girl and you're seeing a guy become a hot girl. You're like, holy shit, that's way further than me becoming a hot girl. Cause guy to hot girl is this far, right? Ugly girl to hot girl is this far. You know how far he's got to go?
I feel
he's
like-
a guy. And then sometimes you look at him and he's like, all right, it's your little fine ass.
I feel like this is okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this is okay. Like
George, get back here.
Yo, 2020, this is me. I'm like, yo, can I laugh at this? Like I looked at
Why
you.
Why can't you laugh at it?
I don't
it?
Know.
He's wearing all the makeup he's got. He's trying to trick us. He knows what he's doing. If I wear a Yankee hat, are you like, do you like the Red Sox?
No.
No, you know who I like. Right? I like the fucking Yankees. So he's dressed. Do you know what I mean? He's dressed in a way that makes you go, you like dicks or not, buddy? Like, what's the deal? Like, he is being misleading if he's still a he. I'm wrong.
It'll look at me with that
I'm
shit.
Wrong to walk up. You look like a fine-ass chick.
Right.
I'm wrong to come up to you like, yo.
No. Okay, so let me just... Let me just pull us back a little bit.
Yeah.
From that person and from...
fuck is going on
no,
over here?
No, because the question you're asking... Listen.
It's so stupid. You walk around with boxing gloves. People are going to assume you're boxing, right? Yes. And you can't be like, whoa, why the fuck you think I'm going boxing? Just tell them we're fucking boxing gloves. It's the stupidest thing ever. And then we got to be upset about that?
The question you're asking is
assuming
a good one.
Assuming gender, 99.9% in life, you're right. 99.9. Literally, I can walk around this room and assume people's gender, and I'm going to be right.
Yeah, but Schulte.
Chick!
But Schulte, that's what...
Dude!
That's what certain people are trying to stop.
Dude! Cat!
This is the best last
show because
I've
of
ever
his
been
hair?
A part of.
I just don't understand why it's hateful. Like, why do we jump to hate? Why do we... There's no confusion. There's no room for confusion.
Okay.
I think that's the. I honestly think that's a problem. That's why I'm so silent.
The guy's wearing blush.
Because I've been confused before and I got in trouble for it. And
you're
I'm
allowed
not,
to be confused.
No,
I'm gonna
not,
be confused.
I'm
okay,
not,
hold on.
I'm
gonna give you the answer, and I don't want
I just
to because I want to. No, stop.
I'm confused.
Schulte, listen to me.
You got me confused. Good on you.
No, the pro. Stop.
Good
it.
On you. Schulte, that's what you were doing with the makeup.
Listen to me.
Go.
The difference here.
You got me charged up.
Because you're right. But the difference here is we know these people's. Pronoun.
You do.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Everybody here is right? Speaking your language. Right?
It feels such shit.
I understood what he said. He said, what's going on? Speaking I understood it. It's fucked up.
I ordered a fucking falafel platter and a Syrian. I'm just saying.
Are you laughing or throwing up?
I don't know, bro. It is what it is. We're just rolling with it, okay? I'm just saying, it is what it is, okay? We're confused. You're allowed to be confused. That should be the biggest compliment. If you trick me.
But listen, but taking it back from
comedy. That's a compliment.
But taking
that's
it back
a com- from, that's a high five.
But taking it back from comedy.
Yeah.
The what certain groups of people are trying to do now,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this is right, is yeah. to create terminology that can be used cross.
That's
platform.
Zim and
I don't
Zer.
Know what to
Zim
call
and Zer.
That. Yes, Z,
yeah.
Z, Gen Z.
Gen Z, Z.
Wait, is that right?
Zim and Zer. Like Zim is for if you're a dude. I think Zer is for if you're
and
a
And there's
girl.
One that's, I think, Ziz.
Ziz.
I think that might be the sound you make if you get electrocuted. I'm so sorry. I fucked that up. I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's so much. Like, whatever you want me to call you, I'll fucking call you. I don't care,
yeah,
but you gotta
yeah,
let
yeah.
me make
you
the
guys,
mistake.
Yeah.
Or, let me make one mistake. If yeah. I keep calling you after the mistake, then I'm fucked up.
Yes.
But at first... That's your face.
Okay, so what do you think about Ben Shapiro, who won't stop
calling... He's a nerd.
First of all, Ben is the most hilarious nerd.
Yes,
of,
for sure.
Facts, no feelings. Facts, no feelings. You have a yarmulke on your head. Facts, no feelings. Facts, no feelings. Is this facts right here? Is this facts? Did the candle stay lit for 8 days, Ben? Facts, no feelings?
Bro, he could out...
You want everyone to hate you. Just
he could out... Talk-
no, it's bullshit. He could out-talk guy's bullshit.
He could talk faster than you.
He could talk faster so fast. About one topic. He started talking about pussy, and he's like, oh, well, it doesn't actually get wet. What's the free market say about pussy? He's a nerd. Shut up, Ben. He just goes to colleges and beats up on fucking 19-year-olds that just learned about Marxism. You're not smart. Right? He went on one legit talk show with the BBC and got smoked. Did you guys see that? When he got smoked by that Scottish dude? Literally. He got in his feelings murdered. Then, right? Yes. Oh, I'm getting out of here. I don't have any more of
this. He left, right?
Yeah, of course he left.
Who was the host? Oh, yeah, it was the British dude.
The British guy. It's unbelievable. Anyway, it's fine. Shouts to Ben. Have you had him over here?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on.
Shouts to Ben. Good for you, Ben. You figured it out. Thug life or whatever.
Facts, not feelings life.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
This is fun. This is funny.
Bro, listen. It is what it is. I'm allowed one mistake.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are allowed, as many mistakes as you want.
You're right about that. I'm also allowed one.
One is part of that.
If I see you and it's like, what's up, bro? Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. If I see you and you look Spanish, I start speaking Spanish to you, and then you don't speak Spanish. Okay, that's my one.
Also, quickly, I don't like what has happened to me. I don't like that I have to look around before I laugh at shit. I hate that.
Yeah, it upsets don't do me. It.
But I
don't do it.
It's the world I live in now.
No. We decide what the world is. We decide that. Nobody else decides.
I guess
decide
my sponsors that. Are just dick pills, anyways. I don't think they're really gonna get mad.
They won't get mad. Matter of fact, they love the fact that there's more people in the world with dicks that have both. Genders.
So I can sell more. There's
more business. Yeah. You can sell dick pills to men and women.
Holy shit.
This is amazing.
We're about to corner the market.
Yes.
It's not male enhancement dick pills.
It's just enhancement.
Enhancement
it's
pills.
Clit enhancement too. Get said, that clit hard.
He just said,
sweetheart.
Corner the market. Corner the market. Michael.
Yeah.
Michael. How long have we been going? I'm so fucking hungry.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm so hungry.
Bro, you did Alex Jones for 3 hours, 45 minutes.
We got no, did you have Alex here?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that guy's a wild boy.
That was crazy.
That's a wild boy. Because he believes it, yo.
He really does.
That's the thing is like, some people don't believe it. That's one thing I respect about Ben is that he believes it. Like Ben, he says a lot of goofy shit and he's like really strict about it. And he's probably like autistic or something like that. But like, he believes it. And like, Alex Jones believes it.
More.
They both
more,
believe
no.
it. Like, they believe their shit to the core. So I respect you because you believe your shit.
The thing that we had that a lot of other Alex Jones shows didn't
yeah.
was a lot of alcohol. I mean, unlimited.
But you're this, not drinking?
I was at the time.
At the time, we got fucked
this,
up.
This yeah. motherfucker.
Goes in.
Goes yeah. ham, bro. He was, see how you're drinking that water? He was drinking whole glasses of vodka like that.
Wow.
And eating pizza. We got Domino's.
Interesting.
I told him that I talked to a Sandy Hook parent before the show started. They offered me $100K to punch him in the face on the show.
And did he take it?
He walked over to me and said, punch me in the fucking face.
Yeah, I love this guy.
Go ahead, punch me in the fucking face, yeah. please. And then he said, oh, you won't do it? And he started smashing his head on the counter.
He's a wild motherfucker, dude. He's an intense
Did you hear what he said this past week? We're going to get Biden out of the White House one way or the other.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
What do you think about that?
About killing the president?
Yeah.
This might be a hot take. Don't do it. Kind of against killing the president, Mike.
I just didn't know how far you go, Schulte.
No, you can't kill the president. You
right,
know,
right?
That's illegal as fuck.
Yeah.
What is that the only reason?
yeah. Right. Like it's super legal, yeah, right? Yeah. And like if I don't know. Now you got me. I'm such this comedian brain. Like you've given me a problem that can't be solved. So now I'm trying to solve it.
Right.
Like now all I'm thinking about is like, when can you, you know? Well, but you can't. It's illegal to do it. But the powers that be might handle it if we have a president that becomes like a tyrant.
Well, maybe. That's what I'm like. If the president is like.
They did kill JFK.
Of course they did.
You think they did?
Of course they did.
Well, obviously they did.
Who are you talking about? The Lulu?
He's dead, right?
but the question is who's who?
Oh, who killed
who's
him?
Who's who? Yeah.
You think so? Because he promised the mafia shit and then he didn't come through. His brother was shaking shit up in Chicago.
And he got killed too.
He did get
murked. He got killed too.
Yeah, he could have just done the right thing.
Kennedy family curse is real, bro. Yeah. Kennedy family curse is real. Yeah. Even if you made it out the shootings, you crashed your plane at Martha's. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude. Oh, bro, it just keeps going.
Yeah. But why do you think that is? Because they made their money in the drug trade? You think that's why? It's like karma coming back?
I don't. Because
they made their money selling drugs, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I think they were part of like the opium trade or something like that. Prohibition and shit like that. Oh, it was alcohol?
Yeah.
But still, they did it off some illegal shit.
Yeah, I don't know because it could have been. It could have.
He was a thug.
JFK?
No, his pops.
Oh. And then they were like, it doesn't matter. You know, we finally got the guy who pulled the trigger. No, you know, because he's dead too. He got shot.
Just what we were saying. If they're dead, you blame everything on him.
He didn't even get it. He didn't even get a Netflix special.
A dead scapegoat.
They didn't even give him
a dead scapegoat.
Tells
dead
no
scapegoat
stories.
Is the best. What do they call a patsy or something like that? Wow. Yeah, wow. That's the best scapegoat. You put it all on him.
I think it was Castro.
You think?
Nah.
Yo,
I don't.
He's dead though, right? Castro's done.
Yeah, he's dead as fuck.
What's going on in Cuba? Like, are we ready?
Chill.
To...
We can go party there.
Yeah.
Let's get it back. Like enough with all.
No,
that.
It's we're cool. Everybody's cool. I mean, you can't go to because of COVID. You can only go to Croatia and Mexico. And Miami.
Are they still really rocking with the communism, or do they want to start?
I think it's like half like a diet communism.
Get out of here with that. Like, I understand you guys really like thugged it out. It was cool. Good on you.
But I just don't understand why communist countries don't get like a good leader. Because at the end of the day, like communism could be cool if the dude leading the country is dope as fuck.
That shit don't
work, like, you know what
bro.
I'm saying? Like, yo, if LP was the fucking leader.
Who's LP?
And every year was just good. Like
you call
like,
him LP?
Yeah, I'll shorten his name to two letters.
Oh, because there's LP is also from Run the Jewels, isn't he?
Yeah, but like he don't have like 18 million on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
What's
the worth?
Okay.
What's the value there?
I thought you knew like a prime minister or some shit that I didn't know. Mm. When you say LP.
Churchill
is lit.
LP.
That's a wild boy, Churchill. Wild.
He was the man.
That's a wild ass crazy. Boy right
you ever
there.
Been in
he
his
don't
la-
give a fuck.
You ever been in
he
his
don't
lair?
Give a fuck.
His lair?
Yeah.
No.
He's his war rooms.
Okay.
Churchill's war rooms are still there in London. You can go visit them.
Okay.
The real pencils he used are still there behind glass where they went when the bombings were when the Nazis were bombing.
Yeah.
With the Luftwaffe.
Yeah. The Luftwaffe. Yeah, we really fucked the Nazis up, huh?
Smashed them.
That was so lit.
Bomb the fuck out of them.
Super lit, right? Just fucking up Nazis, dude.
Yeah, bro, how could you not?
But that's like the last, like, that was the last war that we were probably in where there was like a definite bad guy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like every other war now is like a little murky. It's like Vietnam's like, yeah, we're going to give you freedom, but are we? You know what I'm saying?
When you look back, every war, except for that one, World War II, when you look back at Korea, Vietnam, I look and I'm like, damn, we were being bullies.
What's going on
here? These motherfuckers weren't even doing no crazy shit.
Yeah.
We were just, and then the next one, like, damn, we just wanted all that oil.
Yeah.
Wait.
But I looked the other way at that because it's home team.
Yeah.
Well,
because
it's the boys.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? If we need some oil, then that's what it is.
Yeah. You ain't trying to play $5 a gallon.
$5 a gallon?
Fuck that
buck 89. Let's go. Treat your women better, Middle East.
Why do you think we did that to why do you think we did what we did to Pangea, bro?
Bro, that's literally what we do. We're like, yo, oil's getting expensive. Who's treating women bad in the Middle East? That's how it works, right? We ain't shit. But with the Nazis, they were bad. And we went in there, we was just murking them.
Yeah, fucked them up.
And their homies too, the Japanese.
Yeah,
they try to join up and become friends and shit, bro.
Yeah, that was just wild, man. Japan's a wild place. Y'all been to Japan? Oh, you know. So look, guys.
Yeah, you really can't, huh?
George, it is what it is, George. We're gonna figure your whole shit out. Mike, if you're not active on the fucking group text, I'm gonna be really upset.
I'm back after today.
Logan. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
With this Floyd fight.
Thanks, man.
I am rooting for you. Floyd is my favorite fighter of all time.
Why would you be rooting for me then?
I just like you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do want to see you win.
Thanks, man.
It is going to require a lot of outside sources. You know what I mean? Or forces or whatever that is.
Steroids.
Steroids, an injury to Floyd or something. Like we have to really get in there.
A
weapon.
Yeah.
Corona.
Oh.
We got to find a way.
We need to call that ice skater, that figure skater.
Oh, that took out Nancy Kerrigan.
No.
Tanya Harding.
We need to do some shit like that.
She did it to Nancy.
Yeah, Tanya did it to Nancy. Yeah.
But in that situation, she did it to the better skater. We have
to take down.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Dude, you know what's weird? Have you ever had like an interview with Nancy Kerrigan? Have you ever like seen like her be interviewed?
Oh, the one who got hit.
Yeah.
Kind
of a twat.
Really?
Like, yeah. like low-key deserved it, maybe?
Not deserved it, but you're almost like, oops, you know, like... I don't know. Like, I remember seeing a documentary about it. She's like super salty about like getting her knee all fucked up before like her whole.
I mean, bro, she spent her whole life trying to do this.
Go again. Go next 4 years. Like, it's just 4 years. It's not like the Olympics every 24 years. Go you know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
but you got a small window when it comes to that shit.
For I think ice skating?
Yeah, I think you get like one shot.
It's spinning in a circle.
I know, but you remember
but a lot of times.
Let me ask you a question.
You're right about that.
How much harder has spinning got as you've gotten older?
Dude, spinning, I can't do
That's what I'm getting at.
And milk, I can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you were younger, dude, all you would do is drink milk and spin all day. Now you can't do either.
You're so right about that. Fuck. You know now saying? I feel bad. She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. You only had one fuck up and that's your only one. So.
Yeah, you're
what if I told you the guy that did that to Kerrigan was the same guy that killed JFK?
It was a girl, though.
No.
She got goons.
Oh, that's fucked up. Goof. I thought that she did it herself.
Guys
can't be beating up women.
That's right. She got two dumbass.
Two crazy goons.
Some fucking
that's dumbass.
The same dude that killed Carol Baskin's husband.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No. That same type. The same type.
Same type
of goon. Like the random goon you pay a couple $1,000 to go. Kill someone
doesn't pull it off like pulls it off but gets caught you get fucking involved somehow
I gotta eat guys
all right let's go
that's all we got Andrew thanks for coming on Impulsive number one podcast
God bless
in the world.
Love you guys.
Go watch Andrew Schultz Save America on Netflix
check it out
hit that subscribe button that's it I gotta go eat
traffic jams tailgating pile-ups Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.